The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops opened a crucial meeting in Dallas today. The bishops are discussing new policies on priests who are accused of child sexual abuse. The president of the conference, Bishop Wilton Gregory, set the stage with a frank opening speech. NPR's Duncan Moon is at the conference. Duncan, what did Bishop Gregory have to say?
Well, John, it was a very direct speech. He apologized several times. He asked for forgiveness. He really took a lot of responsibility. For instance, he admitted the bishops had played a central role in perpetuating the abuse. In one particularly effective part of the speech, he said, we the bishops are the ones who allowed abusive priests to remain in ministry. We are the ones who chose not to report criminal actions to the authorities. We are the ones who worried more about possible scandal than treating victims kindly and fairly. He struck the right tone and he said the right things.
Of course, apology is fine, but the victims want action. Did Gregory call for any specific action?
No, not particularly. I mean, we couldn't get too far out in front. He really has to wait for the bishops to vote on the entire package. But that being said, he had some advice. He sort of worked his way up the ladder a little bit. He started with victims. He asked anyone who had not come forward yet and had been abused to contact their bishops and to call the civilian authorities. He asked priests and bishops who may have abused people to come forward and make themselves known to their superiors. But on institutional actions, he was pretty vague.
I understand that after Gregory opened the conference, some Catholic academics came next with criticism of the church, and then they were followed by some heart-wrenching stories from victims.
Yeah, I think perhaps that was the highlight of the day. There was a former priest who was abused as a child. He later entered the seminary, but he says it wasn't until he was ordained that he spoke out about it. He says, to his amazement, he felt they didn't believe him. He found himself ostracized both by the church and by his peers. He said he even felt the offending priest was better protected and treated better than he was as the victim. But I'd say the most compelling story was from a fellow named Craig Martin. He couldn't even tell his story in the first person. He referred to himself throughout the story as John Doe. He said things like, in John's late 20s, he began his recovery, or this priest became John's best friend, or things like that. He also said for years he blamed his parents for letting him go out with the priest, so he knew they were ignorant of the abuse. He spoke directly to the bishops. He was sometimes angry. At other times, he broke down and wept. At one point, he looked out at the bishops and he said, "Gentlemen, I wanted so desperately to be heard. I wanted someone to listen to me. I wanted to break the silence and despair that was killing me." There were a few red eyes among the bishops and a lot of shaking of heads.
The bishops are now in closed session, I understand. Do you know what they're doing right now?
Well, this is where the action takes place. They're talking about what they'll do, what the actions really will be. They're discussing zero tolerance. They're discussing whether automatically to turn over allegations to outside authorities. They're discussing what are the ramifications of their actions under canon law, who should be included on lay review boards, the whole package. This is where the real debate takes place. And this is where the decisions are made. They've been hearing about this for months. They've talked with each other individually. They've talked with the Vatican. They've talked to some degree with laity and with parishioners. But this is the first time they've all been together in one place, away from the press and behind closed doors. So this is where the rubber meets the road.
Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
NPR's Duncan Moon at the Bishops' Meeting in Dallas.